Today's Shia is Masech Tav Adazor Daf Samach Vav. We'll begin on Taf Samach Vav Amin Aleph on top of the Yomit. In way of introduction, there are a number of concepts that we need to familiarize ourselves, and we need to familiarize ourselves with the halacha in these situations. Furthermore, as I'm now about to say the halachas, there's a very big machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, what is the halacha in the circumstances we're going to describe now. And it's given that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam all paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to follow Rabbeinu Tam's approach in the Gemara. I'll mention the approach of Rashi and other Rishonim briefly. There's something known as min b'minai and something known as min b'she'enoi minai. Min b'minai means two substances that are the same, min b'minai. What makes them the same, we'll actually discuss in a couple of moments in the Gemara. Says Rabbeinu Tam, midai raisa, min b'minai, is bottle b'roiv. If something usser falls into something that's mutter, and the permitted substance is the roiv, is the majority, midai raisa, that's fine. Midai rabbanan, the Rabbanan said the shear is noisin tam. Noisin tam is what we always know as shishim, meaning technically if one would taste it and would able to sit and would be able to say, does the isser give taste, then it's usser. Does the isser not give taste, it's mutter. But as we know from Shulchan Aruch, we don't rely on taste. We don't rely on just doing a taste test, so to speak. We require shishim. And with Rabbanon, min b'minai requires shishim. Then we have min b'she'enoi minai, two substances that are not the same. There, midaraisa, shishim is required. And in fact, that's why, says the Rabbeinu Tam, min b'minai, the halach is shishim, even though, as we just said, midaraisa, roiv is enough. In order not to confuse min b'minai with min b'she'enoi minai, Chazal said you should always have shishim. However, there's a very fundamental nafkamina lahaloch lemaisa. And that is, let's say you'll have a situation where min b'minoi get combined, and now that combination, before you can ascertain if there's shishim or not, spills. So now, I don't know if there was shishim or not. So since midaraisa, roiv is enough, so we have a situation of sofik drabonon, that the whole requirement for shishim is only drabonon, sofik drabonon lakula, and as long as we're certain there was a roiv heter, we're fine. Whereas, by min b'she'enoi minai, given that midaraisa shishim is required, and if we have a situation where we can't ascertain was there shishim, was there not shishim, sofik deraisa l'chumra, and we have to consider this asur. Furthermore, this entire discussion that we're having now is only when it's a lach b'lach. The two items that got mixed together are both liquids. If it's a yavish b'yavish, if they're solids, the halach is different. We're going to be speaking about lach b'lach in our shir. Furthermore, says Rabbeinu Tam, even though we just described halach smim b'minai, misha en b'minai, our Gemara teaches us that yayin nesach is different. And by yayin nesach, if it's min b'minai, if you have two items that are the same, and again, we will define soon what that means, the shir is a mashahu. That means if a drop of yayin nesach falls into a mixture, that whole mixture becomes usur, as it makes no difference how little yayin nesach we have here. Again, very much in line with what the Gemaras we've been learning, the Chazal was so machmer on yayin nesach. But again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is a special rule that was said by yayin nesach. Rashi, and this is where Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam have their machloikas, Rashi says it's not a rule said by yayin nesach. According to Rashi, min b'minoi always is b'mashahu. But we're learning like Rabbeinu Tam because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Machloikas harishonim, yayin nesach clearly, as we see in the Gemara, is b'mashahu. What would be the halacha of estam yenom? Estam yenom have the same chumrah as yayin nesach or not? So Tosfos says that if you'll have a situation where the wine is osur b'shtiya, may not be drunk, but mutter b'hanah, we've had such circumstances, then everybody would agree that this special chumrah that I just identified would not be relevant by stam yainam. Given that we've said in our shiur many times that we follow the opinion of the Ramah, and that the Ramah's opinion is that we hold stam yainam is only asr b'shtiya b'mutta b'hanah, and we combine with Tosfos, it makes essentially our Gemara not that relevant la'aloch l'maisa. Because if we combine what the Ri says and the Ramah says, that all wine nowadays is essentially stam yainam, and by yain and by stam yainam we hold nowadays like the Ramah, it's mutta b'hanah, so the special chumrah that we just described, a min b'minay by yain nesach, wouldn't be relevant la'aloch l'maisa. That doesn't mean we don't have to learn the Gemara. One more important point to make, and that is, somebody could be thinking, as we start learning the sugyas of bittul, somebody could be thinking to themselves, well, if we have a situation where something usser fell into a mixture, I should just discard it, or I should just give it perhaps to a guy. So the Darki Tshuva quotes from the Bnei Yisachar, and he quotes from the Shalah, that certainly in a situation where one can't easily discard this mixture, you're not in the business, a drop of milk falls into your meats, into your chicken soup. So you're not in the business of selling chicken soup. So you don't have an easy way of discarding your chicken soup. But even let's say you are a caterer, and a drop of milk falls into your chicken soup, and you are able to sell it to a non-Jew, the Darki Tshuva, as I said, quotes both the Bnei Yisachar and the Shalah, that the halachas of bittul are no different than all the other halachas in the Torah. And even though the halachas aim of vatn is lechatchila, certainly you're not allowed to put a drop of milk, as small as it may be, as minuscule as it may be, into your chicken soup. If it happens, the Torah says you're allowed to eat the soup, and you should eat the soup. And doing differently is a question of a person being an apikairis. The Torah says it's mutter, you shouldn't be different than what the Torah says. So begins the Gemara. Chamra tika b'invi. If old wine falls onto grapes, so everybody agrees that this is a situation of min b'she'ena mina. The taste of aged wine and the taste of grape, these are certainly two different minim, and therefore divrei hakav nois and tam. Everybody agrees that the shir is nois and tam. On the other hand, chamra chadata b'invi. When you have fresh wine, essentially grape juice, b'invi with grapes. So now the question is, the taste is very similar. And given that the taste is very similar, how does the halacha look at this? Abaye omer b'mashehu. Abaye says that this is a situation of min b'minoi, since they both have the same tam. And since they have the same tam, it's min b'minoi. And as I started with our introductory remarks, by yayin nesach, min b'minoi is also b'mashehu. Rav omer b'nois and tam. Rav says, since they don't have the same shame, this is wine, these are grapes, the shear is nois and tam. It's considered min b'she'ena minoi, and min b'she'ena minoi, the shear is shishim. The Gemara says, as we just said, Abaye amar b'mashehu, Abaye says the shear is mashehu, because bos v'tam is linen, we follow the taste, and idi v'idi, given that fresh wine and grapes have the same tam, idi v'idi cha tamahu, and that's why it's considered min b'minoi. Or min b'minoi, by yayin nesach, as Rabbeinu Tam learns, the shir is mashehu. Rav Amma, Rav says, we follow the nois and tam, the shir will be shishim, because basa shma is linen, even though they have the same taste, but since they don't have this, they're not called the same, this is called wine or grape juice, these are called grapes, v'hai shma l'chud, given that they have different names, so we have a situation, says Rava, havle min b'she'ena minoi, or min b'she'ena minoi, the shir is nois and tam. Number points. Rava says we follow Shema. So the Rishonim debate, what does Shema mean? Because we have a rule throughout Shas, that holchem achal loshem b'nei adam, that what is considered the name of something, the title of something, it's what people call it. And many Rishonim say that that's the same thing here. That the Shema is what people call it. And given that people call this grape juice or wine, and people call these grapes, that's why they have different names. Other Rishonim say that even though throughout Shas, when it comes to giving something a name, the Allah is Holchan Achal Lashem Ne'odam, the Sech Nedorim, we kept on learning that concept. There, because if I make a neder on myself that I'm going to do something, not doing something, so the words I use are the words that are part of my vocabulary. However, here, it's the Torah that said, if it's min b'minoy, it's not bottle. If it's not min b'minoy, you only need yav shishim. So it's the Torah that set these rules, and therefore we follow the Lashon HaTorah, not Lashon Bnei Adam. Another question. Our Gemara is giving us examples of what's min b'minoy, what's min b'she'en b'minoy. And the example that Gemara is giving, according to Bayi, that says we follow Tam, is fresh grape juice, fresh wine with grapes. If you would have asked me, what would be a better example, if you want to give an example of Tam, the better example would be grape, what I call wine with wine. Let's say you have two bottles of wine, new wine and old wine, they have the same taste. Why doesn't Abaye give that as an example? So some Rishonim say that's the Chiddush, that even though this is wine and this is grapes, given that it's fresh wine, Abaye wants to teach us that's enough of a similarity in Tam. That's how the Chazon Ish learns. But the Ramban and the other Rishonim say a very big Chiddush. They say that grape juice, fresh wine and old wine, even if they don't have the same tam, will always be considered min b'minoy, according to Abaye that follows the tam. Ayalaska Kasha. There's a very big difference between fresh wine, everybody could tell the difference between grape juice and wine. So how could you call that min b'minoy if you're following tam? Says the Ramban, a chiddush, that if something doesn't have the same taste now, but ultimately it will have the same taste, the halacha looks at it like min b'minoy. And therefore in our situation, where you have the fresh wine. Yes, fresh wine and aged wine don't have the same taste. But you know what? The fresh wine is going to get old. And then it will have the same taste as the aged wine. That's considered a similar tam. And that's why the Gemara doesn't give that as an example of min b'she'en aminai, because it's always considered min b'minai. The Rama paskins like Rava. The boss of Shema is leaning. We follow the Shem and not the tam. And the Shach, right away, and other Achroinim, try to understand what Rama says. If you were to ask anybody, what is min b'minoy, shmo or tam, what would anybody say? They would all say that it's certainly tam, min b'minoy. If something tastes the same, that's certainly more of a similarity than it's just called by the same name. How are we to understand the Rama, asked the Shach. So the Shach says, that certainly the Rama agrees that we follow Tam. And he even wants to suggest that maybe that's what Rava does too. But as we said in our introductory remarks, Yayin Nesach is a special Chumrah. Yayin Nesach has this Chumrah min b'minoy, Shishim isn't good enough. If it's never bottled. Included in that Chumrah, says the Shach, is that even though it has the same Shem, it's called the same, even though it doesn't have the same tam, it's enough to be called min b'minoy. All that is included in the chumrah of min b'minoy, of yayin nesach. Other achroinim say not, that the Rama's psak, that we follow Shema, is always the psak, but the way to understand the Rama, they explain, is interesting psak. Sometimes you have an item that you can't really determine, is it the same time or is it not the same time? So when you can't make that determination, what do you rely on? You rely on the Shem. If it has the same Shem, that's a proof it's the same, otherwise not. And the third approach in the Achroinim is yes, the Rama says that the Rama's feeling, like apparently is Rava's feeling, that if something is called the same, it's much more indicative that it's the same, even though it doesn't taste the same. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, on Daf Samachem Beis, Yain Nesach Shenofel Gaba Novim, if you have wine that fell on grapes. So the Mishnah said, if the grapes have a crack, If some of the wine seeped into the grapes, then the halach is that the grapes are osur, nice and tam, otherwise not. Says the Gemara, Kasaka Daitach, if we learn Posh Pshan the Mishnah, our Mishnah is referring to a case, Chamr Chalat Abinvi. Mishnah doesn't speak about fresh wine and old wine. The Mishnah says, even fresh wine. Now, my lav, been nice and tam. So, what's our Mishnah saying, Posh Pshat? That even if you have fresh wine falling onto your grapes, the Mishnah tells us you follow nice and tam. But according to Abaya, fresh wine and grapes are mindaminoi. And we're learning now in the Shir that by Yayin Nesach, mindaminoi is mashahu. So how does the Mishnah say nice and tam? It should be osva mashahu. Says Maranoi, that's not what the Mishnah means. Like b'mashahu, b'mashahu. The Mishnah means to teach us that if fresh wine falls onto grapes, and the grapes have a crack, there's a way for that wine to give tam to the grapes, it's osva b'mashahu, it's a min b'minoi. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that's pshat in the Mishnah? Hamidik Tani Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said, Zeh klal, kol shba nosa b'nois and tam, osur, kol sh'ein b'a nosa b'nois and tam, mutter. So our Mishnah clearly introduces that what is the factor in our Mishnah? B'chlal, the b'nois and tam askinim. Our Mishnah is teaching us that we look at nois and tam. But if the Mishnah is referring to a case, again, as we just said, that it's fresh wine and grapes, that nois and tam shouldn't be good enough. It should be also a mashu. How will Abaye defend his position? So Abaye has no other way of defending his position, says the Gemara, other than saying that the Mishnah is referring to Mecham Rechad Atika B'Envi, that's talking about old wine and grapes. That even Abaye agrees that aged wine and grapes, is a, as we said on top of the Amid, is a situation of Min B'Shein Aminoi. Min B'Shein Aminoi, even by Yayin Nesach, is nice and tam, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. But indeed, were it fresh wine and grapes, our Mishnah wouldn't have a different psak. The shear would be even b'mashu. That's Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. Taisus has a different pshat. Taisus says, and we're going to focus on this rule in tomorrow's shear be'ezer Hashem, the Mishnah teaches us at the end of the Mishnah that if it's a nice and tam l'b'gam, it's mutter. Says Taisus, the rule that we're going to learn that nois and tam l'b'gam is mutter is only relevant in a situation where the shear is shishim, or certainly if the shear is rife. But in a situation where the shear is mashahu, there is no heter for nois and tam l'b'gam. So says Taisvis, the fact that our Mishnah teaches us that the rule of nois and tam l'b'gam is applicable here, it's a right that it's not a situation of mashahu. Because if the shear were mashahu, then the dispensation of nois tam l'b'gam wouldn't be relevant. Which really speaks, I'm just going to mention it briefly, we'll speak about it in future shiur or more, which really speaks to the heart of why is nois tam l'b'gam mutter. If we say nois tam l'b'gam is mutter because it's a very minimal tam, so now we can understand Taisus's line of reasoning. Because what Taisus is saying is, the nois tam l'b'gam is a very minimal tam, but if it's osba mashahu, then you don't have a het of nois tam l'b'gam. Whereas, if we learn the het of nois tam b'gam is because something that has a tam pogim is not osur, so then Taisus pshat wouldn't work. Continues the Gemara. Chala de chamra, the chala de shikra. If you have wine vinegar and regular vinegar, vinegar made out of beer, or chamir de chiti, the chamir de siari, yeast made out of wheat and yeast made out of barley. So what is this going to be? Is this going to be min b'minoi or is it going to be min b'she'en aminoi? What is the case? So number one, the mafarshim that use this as a raya, that our gemara is not only by yayin nesach, but it's even b'stam yayinam. Because it's very unlikely that people made vinegar out of yayin nesach, but it's likely they made vinegar out of stam yayinam. So we see that the halacha even applies b'stam yayinam. Furthermore, what is the case of chamir de chiti v'chamir de sari? So Rashi says it's referring to a situation that truma fell into chulin. Many Rishonim have a problem with Rashi's pshat because there's a shear when truma falls into chulin. It's bottled in a 100-to-1 ratio. So all of these halachas that we're speaking about, Naisatam, etc., aren't applicable. And because of that, other Rishonim learn, that's referring to a situation where Tevel fell into Chulin, or it's Avod, but that itself is also a problem. And actually, this is a riot to Rashi's Pshat. Because we started the Shir saying that this special Chumrah that we're learning about Min B'Minoi, that the Shir is Mashahu, only is by Yayin Nesach. So Chamir de Chiti, Chamir de Sari, which is about Truma, and we're now trying to determine, is this Min B'Minoi or is it not Min B'Minoi? Why is it relevant? The special Din of Mashahu is only by Yayin Nesach. So that's a Raya to Rashi's Pshat, that the Din of Min B'Minoi is not limited to Yayin Nesach, it even applies by other Yisurim. How will the Rabbeinu Tam defend his opinion? The Rabbeinu Tam was saying, and that's the halakha, says it's only by Yayin Nesach. He's going to have to learn that the Chamir de Chiti is Chamir that was Avodah Zarah. It was a Tekrivus Avodah Zarah. A Tekrivus Avodah Zarah is treated like Yayin Nesach, and therefore, there the Din of Min B'Minoi B'Mashu would be. But any other Chamir de Chiti, Chamir de Sari, in fact, Min B'Minoi would not be B'Mashu. So again, we have these two substances. How are we to look at them? Are we to look at them as Min B'Minoi, or do we look at them as Min B'Shein B'Minoi? Abaye Amar B'Nois and Tam. Abaye says here the Shir would be Shishim, because Abaye L'Shitosoi follows Bosa Tamas Linen, we follow the taste. V'Hai Tam L'Chud. The taste of wine vinegar and other vinegar, the taste of wheat yeast and barley yeast is different, and therefore, it's a situation of Min B'Shein B'Minoi. And Min B'Shein B'Minoi, even by Yayin Nesach, the Shir is Nois and Tam. Rav, on the other hand, holds that the Shir here is Mashahu. Why is the Shir Mashahu? Because Bosa Shmaz Lina, Rav follows what is it called? V'hai Chalamikri, vinegar is vinegar, makes no difference what the source is. V'hai Chamiri Mikri, both of these are called yeast, and therefore, Havalei Min B'Minoi, we have a situation Min B'Minoi, and as we said, so many times in our Shir, Kav Min B'Minoi, the Shir is Mashahu. This would be a practical place where we have a machloikus of Rabbi and Rav, says the Gemara. Amr Abaya says Abaya Mino Amino or the Basa Tam is Linen. What is my source to say that we follow the Tam? The Tanya. There's a Braisa. The Braisa says Tavan Beis V'Gimel Shemus V'Hei Min Echad. And the Machlokes Rashi and other Rishonim how to learn the Gemara. I'm going to quote both opinions, but we're going to explain the Gemara like Rashi. We're going to follow Rashi's opinion. Rashi says Tavan Beis V'Gimel Shemus refers to three types of pepper. You'll have long pepper, black pepper, white pepper. So they're all pepper, just different variations, different species of pepper. Other Rishonim learn, Tavan Beis V'Gimel Shemus, is you're talking about the same pepper, but the pepper has, you have three piles, let's say, of pepper. Some of the pepper is Orla, some of the pepper is Klayim, some of the pepper is Tevel. That's the same substance with different Isurim. Again, as I said, we're going to follow Rashi's Pshat. Tavlin, Beis V'Gimel Shemus, V'Hei Min Echad. They're all types of pepper. Or Min Gimel, or you have three different types altogether. Asurim Mitzdarfim. They could combine, that even though you don't have enough of any one of these items to make the mixture Asur, they all combine. Mechloikus Rishonim, how to understand the word asurim umitzdarfim. Rashi learns that the words asurim umitzdarfim are actually a redundancy. They're actually a redundancy. Asurim umitzdarfim really means the same. Other Rishonim say that asurim umitzdarfim, going back to something I mentioned briefly at the beginning of this year, you could have different types of combinations. You could have a combination of lach b'lach, or you could have a combination of yavish b'yavish. And the Surah Mitzdarfim say it makes no difference if it's a combination of Lach B'Lach or it's a combination of Yavish B'Yavish. A third pshat that I saw in the Surah Mitzdarfim is that they asser, if they're asser digger items, they asser this mixture, and their mitzdarif, that somebody eats it, will get Malkus. A Surah, you have a situation that now your food is asser, and because they combined, if you eat this food, you'll get Malkus. How does Chizki explain this price? If there's different items, how do they combine? We're talking about given Again, we follow Rashi's pshat. That given all types of pepper really have the same goal, they really accomplish the same in your food. They sweeten the food. They give it essentially the same type. Since they all give the same type, the same taste, they have the same, they accomplish the same thing. That's why it's considered they can combine. So makes the Gemara its point. That we follow the taste. So we understand what Chizki is saying very well. Since they all accomplish the same in this dish, that's why they can combine. Though we follow what they're called. So, as Rava teaches us, ask the Gemara at the end of the day, this is black pepper, and this is white pepper, and this is a different type of pepper. How can they combine? How does Rava defend his opinion? Rava says that we do follow the Shem. So why does the Brisa say that here, when they have different Shemais, they still can combine? Hamani, who is the town of this Brisa? Remehi. This Brisa follows the opinion of Remeya. The Remeya has a very significant Chumrah. The Tanya of Yudayim Mishim Remeya. Menayin Lekali Surim Shmetarish Mitzarfim Zemze. How do we know that all different types of Yisurim, that even though they're totally dissimilar, still can combine? Shenema Lysoichel Kol Ta'eva. Kosha Ti'aftilach. Anything that the Torah says is prohibited. Hareva Ba'at Toichel. It's considered all one big lav. The Torah, by identifying this lav, teaches us that they're all combining. But that isn't the halacha, and therefore Rava says, my opinion, a basa shmaz linen is relevant, but Ramei doesn't follow that rule. Actually, I saw that the Mepharshim explained, Ramei, who says that the pasuk teaches us the lo yisoichel kol ta'eva, that even if you have different foods, different isurim, but given that you have these two foods, that they're asur, that is enough to make them combine. We understand the pasuk of lo yisoichel kol ta'eva. But as we just finished saying, that isn't the accepted halacha. So what do we learn from lo yisoichel kol ta'eva? So one of the pshatim I saw is a gvaldig pshat. There are many times that a person maybe wants to eat something that's not kosher. He walks by a non-kosher restaurant. He would like to go in. The pasuk is teaching us that when you walk by that restaurant and you say, It would be nice to have dinner there, but I'm not going to eat dinner there because it's not kosher. You will makayim the mitzvah leisa say leisaychel kata eva, and you get credit for it. And actually, it's Rashi, because Rashi says, I think at the end of Parshas Kedoshim, minayin shloyomi efshi v'basa chazir. How do we know a person says, I don't want chazir repulses me, but a person says efshi, I want it. El shavi shebishamayim gozer alai. That's this pasuk leisaychel kata eva. I want it, but I'm kaim a mitzvah because the Kodesh Baruch said not to eat it. Continues the Gemara. Chala l'goy chamra. Ia vinegar fell into a barrel of wine. So divrei hakol b'nois tam. Everybody's going to say that clearly is a situation of min b'shein aminoi. And as we've been learning our entire shir, min b'shein aminoi, the shir is shishim. However, what happens if chamra l'goy chala? And we need to stop and say what happens when wine falls into a barrel of vinegar. When wine falls into a barrel of vinegar, given that the vinegar has such a strong pungent taste and smell, it causes the wine to get that odor, that aroma. The wine still tastes like wine. You can't change taste instantaneously. It's the smell of the wine that changes into vinegar. But the taste of the item is like, the taste is wine and the smell is vinegar. So now the question is, do we follow, and we begin now the sugya of Reicha Milsa, Reicha Lav Milsa, do we follow the smell, and given that now this wine has this aroma of wine, so it's considered like aroma of vinegar, so it's considered vinegar, and we'll have a situation, amin b'minai, or do we follow the taste? And given, as I just said a moment ago, it still tastes like wine, it only smells like vinegar, it's going to be min shen mina because this tastes like wine and this tastes like vinegar. Again, let's read the Gemara inside. Chamer l'goy chala. If your wine falls into a barrel of vinegar, bayom mashu. Since they both smell the same, the shir it's considered min mina and the shir is mashu. V'rava amar benois tam. And as we just said, bayom mashu. We follow mashu. Since this wine now has the smell of vinegar, so it's considered vinegar. Reicha chala, a liquid that smells like vinegar, the tam chamra, and tastes like wine, chala is considered la halacha vinegar, and therefore we have now a situation, a mimbaminai. The kav mimbaminai, the shear is mashu. Rava, however, says the shear is nice at tam, because Rava says when we have a situation that we have a liquid, whose recha chala, who indeed the aroma is like vinegar, however the tam it tastes like wine, so it's halachically considered chamra wine, and therefore, if we look at the wine and the vinegar, it's a situation of mimbishen aminai, v'kav mimbishen aminai, b'nais and tam. So ask the Rajba. We need to understand Abaya. Abaya is saying we follow the Recha. Says the Rajba, I don't understand. We just finished learning a whole Amid Gemara, Amid Aleph. That Abaya was the big proponent of tam. And all of a sudden Abaya is abandoning tam, and he says, I follow Recha. And the truth is, he says the same question is on Rava. And on Aleph, Rava was the mandamid that says we don't follow Tam. Rava says we follow Shema. And all of a sudden, Rava here now is telling me I follow Tam. How do we understand the Gemara from Amun Aleph Tamid Beis? Says the Rajba. You have to look at the circumstances. Absolutely, says the Rajba. It's in the Taurus of Ayis. In a situation where we have two factors to consider, Tam or Shema, so Abaye says I follow Tam. And Rava says I follow Shema. But in a situation where Recha comes into the mixture, so now I have two other factors. Shema is off the table. So I have two factors to look at. Reich and Tam. So even though Rava certainly considers Shema more of a significant factor in determining if it's Mimbaminoi, Bishemimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim more of a deciding factor than Reach. And Abaya holds that Reach is the strongest factor. So when Reach is not in the mix, which is the normal situation, like we started to share grapes and grape juice, so there's no smell issue, there doesn't have a strong aroma, so Abaya says I follow Tam. But as soon as Reach comes into the mix, no pun intended, but when Reach comes in as a factor, like in our case, where wine now has the aroma of vinegar, says Abaya, the most powerful attribute to decide if it's min b'minay, en b'minay, more than tam is reyach. So he only follows tam when reyach isn't a factor. But in a situation where reyach is a factor, he follows reyach. And Rava the same. Rava is saying that when I have to decide what is more of a factor, tam or reyach, Rava says tam is greater than reyach. Continues the Gemara. Hai bastia. We have a machlok to show them how to understand what a bastia is. Many times, how the wine is. So what they did is, we spoke this about this many times, they had a stopper cork in the wine barrel. And many Rishonim explained what happened here was that they made a hole into the cork, and then you put your nose next to the cork, and you smell what's going on in the barrel of wine. Another way to Rishonim explain Bastia, and I'll explain soon why this machlokes is not just a machlokes in the Metzias, but it's a machlokes that's relevant to Halacha, is that they inserted a tube, they made a hole in the cork, in which they inserted a tube, and they sucked out the aroma with their mouth. Says the Gemara, Hai Bastia, you have a barrel of wine, and the Gemara begins when you have kosher wine, and you have this apparatus, over the Chacham of Yisrael, a guy using this apparatus to smell the wine, a Jew's wine, Shapadami. So the Shaitim asked, of course it's fine. Why should it be Asr? So I saw a number of Terutzim. One Terutz is that we would think that since, as we're about to learn the next line of the Braisa, of Gemara, that now there's a question when a Jew smells a non-Jew's wine. There it's not so posh what the halach is. So the Gemara wants to contrast the difference between a guy and a Jew's wine versus a Jew and a guy's wine. Another pshat is that the Gemara is teaching us that we would think perhaps Chazal made a rule that we shouldn't let the guy smell the wine this way. Because if he comes to smell it this way, he may come to touch it, which we learned is Asr. mashmalan that we don't make a gzeira. But if we follow the other pshat that I just said in the Bastia, it's not just that it has a hole in the cork and the guy puts his nose there, or the wine expert puts his nose there and smells, but he actually sucks it out. So we would think that actually sucking out is not just a situation of recha, it should be considered more of a maga. Kamashman the Gemara, that even if you do that, it's not considered in any way maga, and therefore it's mutter. But what about, ask the Gemara, Yisrael b'da ayvi kachavim? Can Yisrael, which we know the halacha is that non-Jews wine is asr, we've been learning that for the whole Masechta, can Yisrael be the wine connoisseur to smell the wine of an akum, yayin nesach stam yayinam this way? So the Rishonim all point out that certainly if the Jew is getting paid for that, it's asr. Because we've been learning our whole Masechta that yayin nesach is asr b'hano. So if a Jew is getting paid and he's making money off a yayin nesach, it's asr. So how could the question ever be relevant lahalok lamaisa if he's doing it for pay? And even if he's not doing it for pay, point out Rishonim, if the guy will feel indebted to the Jew for doing it, it's also considered a hanor. So how is this question, what is the situation that we would even have a shayla? So I saw two answers to this question. The Darkei Tshuva says like this. We learned earlier in our Masechta that if a guy deliberately makes a Jew's wine non-kosher, because he knows that by touching the wine, he makes the wine prohibited to the Jew. So the Jew has a right to force the guy to take that wine and pay him for the wine. We learned the Gemara earlier. Says the Darkei Tshuva, that's the case here. A guy went and deliberately touched the Jew's wine, made this barrel awesome. Not a Jew saying to the guy, you have to take my barrel of wine and pay me for it, but how's he to know how much it's worth? So he has to smell it to know what it's worth. That's the Darkei Tshuva's teretz. The Stipler says a very interesting teretz. Fascinating teretz. He says, we had a situation where there are a bunch of barrels of wine. One barrel of wine is the Jews, and the other barrel of wines are the Akum. But the aroma of the kosher wine is a different aroma than the non-kosher wine. And here we had all these barrels got mixed up, and the Jew doesn't know which is his barrel of wine. And the Gemara is referring here to a situation that he's allowed to go smell the barrel of wine to be able to identify, yes, this is my barrel and it's the kosher wine, the other ones are the non-kosher wine and I can't have it. Interesting that you can rely on the smell, according to the Stipler, to determine that the wine is kosher. So now the question of the Gemara is, may a Jew do this test on the non-kosher wine or not? Abaye Amar Osur, Rav Amar Mutar. What is the Machlokes based on? Says the Gemara, Abaye Amar Reichem Milsihi, that smelling is Osur, Rav Amar Reich La Milsihi. And the Rishayim debate, what is the basis of the Manda Amar that say Reichem Milsa? And it goes back to something we discussed earlier. Some say Reichem Milsa means that smelling is equal to drinking. And therefore, just like drinking is certainly asr, reich is considered asr. Others don't follow that approach. Others say that according to Abaye who holds the reich milsa, reich on its own has a value, is considered a significant benefit, and therefore it's asr. Amar Rava, mina amina lo de reich alav klumhu. What is my basis of saying the reich is nothing? And before we go into the sugya of Reich Milsa, I'd like to make a point. When we discuss the situation of Reich Milsa, as will become clear in the Gemara, there's two ways of understanding what this is relevant la halacha. One is, if you smell something, is it equivalent to eating and drinking that item? That's one question. And the other question, is there absorption from one food to another food through Reich? And both of those questions will be addressed by the Gemara. First, the Gemara addresses the question, is that if you smell something, is it considered like you ate or drank it? Abaye says it does, and Rava says it doesn't. Where do we take it from? Tatna. Tanisha sika b'komin shel truma. You have an oven that was heated as fuel with komin. Komin is what we used to call when we were children, kimmel. It's a type of a spice. B'komin shel truma, v'ofa pasa pas. And he baked bread. So the aroma of the common is in the bread. Hakas matoris, lefish ein tam common el reich, ein kam common el reich common. You don't have your taste. It only gave off an aroma. And yet, The halach is that it's mutter. So we have a rai, the reichel amilsa. V'baya, how will a baya who holds reichel amilsa defend his position? Shani hasum the mikli yisurin. There the common gets completely burnt up, and therefore it doesn't, the reich is not considered significant. But in a situation where it doesn't get burnt up, where the reich remains, it's awesome. A number of points to make. Firstly, the paiskim say that according to the opinion that holds reich milsa, so there's firstly a machlokes rishonim is reich milsa midaraisa, was reich milsa only midrabbanan. Then the question continues, if we hold reich milsa, do we only say reich milsa by a doraisa, or do we say reich milsa even by the rabbanan? And they use our mishnah that the gemara just quoted as a raya that we say reich milsa even by the rabbanan, because common shal truma is truma with rabbanan, and yet the gemara is trying to apply the concept of reich milsa. So we see that we say reich milsa even by the rabbanan. Furthermore, Tosfos and many rishonim say that the entire issue of reich milsa is only by a small oven. So if I have a small oven, there the reich has a strong influence, and reich milsahi. A big oven, Tosfos and other rishonim say, reich lab, everybody will agree, reich lab milsa. The Rama doesn't pass in that way. The Rama says we don't differentiate between ovens. We consider any size oven reich milsa. It's interesting to note, there's a similar Gemara, Masechta Pesachim, that talks about broiling two items together, and we say reich milsa or reich lab milsa. But it's interesting to note that our Gemara that speaks about reich milsa and that Gemara Masechta Pesachim that speaks about reich milsa don't reference to each other. And the Machlokes Rishonim had to understand this. Some Rishonim say even though the two Gemaras don't reference to each other, the two Gemaras travel together. And the Mandam holds reich milsa, holds reich milsa in both cases. The Mandam holds reich lab milsa, holds reich lab milsa in both cases. However, there are many poskim that are of the opinion that even Rava and Al Gemara, who holds reich lav milsa, it's only in the case like the common giving taste in the bread, where there it's not such a significant reyach. But in a case where we'll have two items being broiled next to each other, this is a question that comes up very often. You have your oven, and in the oven you have two different items. You're broiling fleishiks in your oven, and you're broiling a parva item in your oven, you're baking a cake in your oven, you want to do both at the same time. There could be, many poskim can suggest, many mefarshim in the Gemara, that even Rava, who's of the opinion that reich la milsa, here the broiling causes a significant reyach, and even Rava will agree reich milsa. However, there's another very important heter in the shail of reich milsa based on this Gemara. Because our Gemara clearly is teaching us that if the source of the Isser is burnt up, the common is burnt up, there even a bayah will agree reich lav milsa. And where is this relevant? Let's say you have an oven, also a very common question that we get. Somebody has an oven and he broiled meat in his oven, nothing else, and then he takes out the meat and then he waits a while and he wants to put something parav in the oven. It could be that even if you hold reich milsa, but now that the Isser, the reich of the meat is gone, and there's been time for it to dissipate, it's certainly reich la milsa, and it won't be a problem.